So, why do we not have Wi-Fi headphones? Backstory is that I started using Bluetooth headphones like a year or two ago, but I mainly use them for the commute, right? And then last year I started using them full time around the house. And yeah, now that we're working from home, I just have my Bluetooth headphones on all the time. And I would find that as I go to make a cup of tea in the kitchen, I go out of range of the laptop, or I go further from the laptop, and yeah, the audio sometimes cuts out or stutters just because, yeah, Bluetooth has a low range. And now I'm thinking this shouldn't be a problem because the Wi-Fi signal kind of reaches the rooms, or all the rooms. So why am I not using Wi-Fi headphones at home? And it's weird because Bluetooth and Wi-Fi kind of do the same thing in terms of data transmission. It's just that Wi-Fi transmits at a higher bandwidth. And so I Googled it, and I Googled Wi-Fi headphones, found nothing. And it's weird. All I saw was Bluetooth headphones. In fact, the search engines and the stores changed my query to wireless headphones. And I know for a fact that most wireless headphones are Bluetooth headphones because the ones I'm using fall under that category on the online stores. So now I have to Google the technical terms and start thinking why. A simpler reason would be power consumption, right? That is the only category that Bluetooth headphones actually trump Wi-Fi headphones. Because since Bluetooth 4.0, now we're on 5.0 in most devices, most of the newer devices, has low power consumption, low energy usage. That's what the feature is called, LE. So if you're buying top-end Bluetooth headphones, you'd probably see that LE sign there. That's just to let you know that it consumes less power. And then in my head, I was like, but I don't think Wi-Fi headphones would consume that much energy. And I compared it with my Wi-Fi modem. And then I picked it up. It's a little lightweight, but the battery is a little bulky. And then I started imagining that battery in my headsets. And then I was like, wait, I don't even know where the battery in my Bluetooth headsets is. So what would it look like for a Wi-Fi headset that weighs the same as a Bluetooth headset? And I Googled, and then I find that there's actually a Wi-Fi specification called Wi-Fi Halo, specifically for low power consumption in using the Wi-Fi protocol. And I think this might be the answer I'm looking for, and I can't wait for Wi-Fi headphones. Matter of fact, I might do a little more reading and see if there's any other companies taking the risk. Because yeah, no, man, I could definitely use Wi-Fi headphones. I can just see myself walking all around the house wearing my Wi-Fi headphones and never going out of range of my laptop. And it's even better when you're on a call and you are not talking, like, a conference call, and you're not talking and you have to go to the loo. Yeah, just turn off your mic when you do it. So you don't go out of range, you just go handle your business number one or number two, and then you're still up to date with the discussion, right? Just hope that they don't ask for your input at any point of you walking out of the meeting to take a piss or whatever. So I imagine doing such would be much easier when you have Wi-Fi headphones. And the other thing, the other beauty I think with Wi-Fi headphones is, yeah, it would probably suit people who live with other people in the house better than Bluetooth headphones, because you could just go all around the house wearing them, and it would be like what it was like when people started walking around with Bluetooth headsets, and you would talk with someone who has this device in one ear, and they would respond, but they were not responding to you because they were on a Bluetooth call. Oh, so I imagine that would be something that happens when Wi-Fi headphones are a thing. Someone is just walking around all around the house with no device on them, and they're actually listening to something on the Wi-Fi. And yeah, that should also happen in the offices, right? And yeah, so I'm gonna do a little more reading when on the Wi-Fi Halo protocol and see if there's any companies that are currently selling Wi-Fi headphones that a person could use, because fuck Bluetooth headphones. The other reason why I hate Bluetooth headsets, they all use apps, man. Like you have to use an app. Okay, not all of them, just most of the high-end ones. You have to use the app to connect to your headphones. Like, why? Just make a protocol. And okay, Bluetooth is the protocol. You can connect without using the app. But then there's other features like controlling which devices that the headsets is connected to, and disconnecting other devices, because currently there's a limit to how many devices you can connect to one thing, right? And with Bluetooth, or with my headsets that I have, the limit is two. So I have to use the app to switch between devices if I'm using the headsets on more than two devices, like my personal laptop, work laptop, and my phone. And yeah, the headset kind of loses track of that shit. But when we are in the world of Wi-Fi, the limit sits on the router. So most routers usually allow connections from 10 to higher, depending on the router. I'm using a small LAN modem, and that I can connect multiple devices. Even families even use routers, so or multiple devices connected to the same endpoint. So it would just be a protocol thing that you just select the device on the headsets, I believe, and it will just alternate between all the devices that are broadcasting an audio signal. And that's how I'm imagining it now. That's not a feature for Wi-Fi headsets, or I don't know if that's how Wi-Fi headsets work. But fuck Bluetooth headsets, because they also use their apps to share location, you know. And yeah, as COVID has been a thing, people are using contact tracing, and they want to use Bluetooth as a mechanism to contact trace privately or pseudo-anonymously. But basically, what the thing is, when you have Bluetooth on your device, other devices can sense, if that's a good word, that your device is sending out a signal, a Bluetooth signal, to say, yo, I'm on Bluetooth, yo, I'm on Bluetooth, yo, my Bluetooth is on, yo, my Bluetooth is on. And yeah, depending on the signal, it's either a pairing signal or something, something, but it's always a signal going out to that, yo, this is my name and I'm on Bluetooth, because phones like bragging like that. And yeah, so at these apps, when you're connecting your phone to them, they also want you to have, what's the other one? GPS on, so that these companies can collect this information. And for me, that's stupid, son. Isn't it enough that you have the fact that I'm using Bluetooth? I'm embarrassed for the both of us that I'm using Bluetooth. Now you want to get my GPS location for me to use your app. Fuck that shit. And so fuck Bluetooth headsets, and hopefully Wi-Fi headsets make this a smaller problem, because one, yes, you can do the same contact tracing thing you do with Bluetooth with Wi-Fi, but I think what they call it is war driving, where you load up Wi-Fi receiver on your cell phone, on your vehicle, or whatever, and then you drive around the neighborhood, right? But here's the difference: the receiver actually picks up routers, right? They're Wi-Fi broadcasters. So your router is then a proxy between you and your devices. So when a person is Wi-Fi driving, they would pick up all the Wi-Fi routers that are transmitting a Wi-Fi signal or a Wi-Fi beacon, basically same thing as a stranger walks into your house and then your Wi-Fi signal announces that it's ready to connect if they know the password or if they've connected before it auto connects because your Wi-Fi signal's like bragging like that as well. But for me, that's a little better privacy than a Bluetooth device because with the Bluetooth for driving contact tracing side, everyone can see all the devices that have their Bluetooth on, right? And these devices have names. A lot of times you'd use a personal name on your device, like John Doe's laptop or John Doe's phone. And if you have a contact tracing app, it would also get the people at the top who are managing that app would get a pseudonymous ID that is actually tied to your identity. And I don't think, or even though it could happen, it would be much easier, harder to do with Wi-Fi because only the routers are the ones that are usually targeted when someone is war driving, Wi-Fi war driving. And yeah, chances are your phone also releases, I want to connect to a Wi-Fi signal, but only when you intentionally do a handshake to say, "Yo, I see you, John Doe's Wi-Fi. I want to connect to you." So your phone is not necessarily transmitting a Wi-Fi signal like how your phone is transmitting a Bluetooth signal. And yeah, cool. So yeah, that's basically me and why I think Wi-Fi headsets should be the new standard. And in case you didn't hear me the first couple of times I said it, fuck Bluetooth headphones.